One of President Donald Trump's many executive orders targeted government-funded work related to diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI. This prompted the National Science Foundation to review all the research they recently funded to screen out anything that could go against the executive order. WHYY's Alan New reports this has early career scientists questioning whether the U.S. is still a good place to do their work.
Bezier Lemma spent more than 10 years in school and training to get to where he is now. A postdoctoral researcher at the Chemical and Biological Engineering Department at Princeton University. He was already busy before President Trump's executive order.
To some extent, one wants to just ignore this and focus on important research, and I've got a newborn baby and a terrific project which I'm wrapping up. But to another extent, you're not really allowed to ignore it.
Lemma studies what happens when baby organisms develop from embryos to learn more about what happens when it goes right and what happens when it goes wrong. The National Science Foundation funds his research. Now, instead of focusing on his work, he's trying to figure out whether his research violates this new executive order.
Many of us have families, and so small fluctuations in funding are quite serious. We are still young enough to have financial instability, but we're old enough to really have some career mobility and be making major scientific breakthroughs.
At the end of January, the National Science Foundation, or NSF, suddenly froze all research funds to comply with the executive order against diversity, even though the grants had already been approved. After a few days, it unfroze the funds, including Lemma's, after a court put a restraining order on the executive order. The NSF continues to review all of their grants to see if they comply with the executive order or not. And Lemma does not know if that will take days or weeks or months.
Yeah, it's unclear to me what was intended here, right? This is a particularly insidious way to cause American scientists to just leave a tremendous amount of American scientific advances on the table.
He says that while early career American scientists like him are worrying about whether they still have jobs, their counterparts in other countries continue to make progress. A spokesperson for the National Science Foundation declined requests for interviews and simply referred to a frequently asked questions page on the NSF website. Alan Yu, WHYY News.